The Hendrix Experience, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. If you order the U.S. Postal Service's 2014 stamp yearbook, you'll get one of each stamp issued by the agency this year, except one. There's no Jimi Hendrix stamp in the book and no chapter about him. The Postal Service got permission from the Hendrix estate to issue the stamp, but not to include Hendrix in its book. So, no write-up, no stamp. That's right, the United States needs permission from the rights holders to put someone on a stamp. As Postmaster General Pat Donahue told me earlier this year, just being on a stamp isn't good enough.
We always thought that, but I guess for some people that's not sufficient.
It's becoming more and more of a problem for the Postal Service as it not only seeks to merchandise its stamps, but also as it chooses more and more pop culture subjects so that it can sell more stamps. The good news? So far, Santa Claus doesn't have an agent. I think. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.